Welcome you to the Lutheran Prayer Hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ.
Our first hymn is Cross of Jesus, Cross of Sorrow. Reading from Numbers, the 21st chapter. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord. A reading also from the Gospel of St. John, the 12th chapter. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel had spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." And he said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. This is the word of the Lord.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Bless
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Our hymn, O Sacred Head Now Wounded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. It's humorous to see a cow with its head stuck through the fence, straining to eat some little clump in the ditch, when it has the entire Cheyenne National grassland behind it. But we, who are not dumb animals, who stop to chuckle at the antics of dumb animals, prove to be dumb animals all the time. The saying that the grass is greener isn't a saying about animals, it's about us. We despise what we have, we covet what we do not. And here's the catch. What we have is a gift from God. God has made me and all creatures. He gives me my body and soul and still takes care of them. He also gives me house, job, spouse, neighbors, government, church, and life. And all of this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. It is all a gift, and it's all a personalized gift from God, who numbers even every hair on your head. He doesn't bury you in AOL CDs or free wall calendars. He gives daily bread that is just for you, handpicked and perfect. In holy marriage, he gives both the spouse and the estate. He's given us the government for our sake, not for his. He sends each congregation the pastor that is just for them. So when we run around with other women, when we complain about our jobs instead of doing them to the best of our ability, or when we listen to other preachers and say, oh, that is what we really need, or just as shameful, when pastors are willing to take in a disgruntled or unreconciled neighbor saying, ah, if only my members were like this. We are not helping God out. We're rejecting his gifts. We are rejecting him also. It's personal, because his gifts are personal. What can we do? Say we like it and then throw it out later, like we do with bad Christmas gifts? God sees the heart. Repent. Same old story. The grass is greener on the other side of Eden. The fruit looks pleasing, good, and wise. The preaching of this new slick-tongued preacher reaches me where I am at. God wouldn't want me to go without this, would he? If he knew this fence was stopping me, then he'd remove it, wouldn't he? God helps those who help themselves. And so Eve ate, Adam ate, and we cheat. What could be better than the food that your shepherd sets out for you? What could be better than rock-filtered water on command, ready to eat manna and quail that scurry right into your pot? What could be better than the tree of life? No poison can be in the cup that our physician sends us, but we push it away and prefer to drink from the toilet just to be safe. Impatient and faithless, we speak against God and against his servants. We will die out here if we trust you. We loathe this worthless food. And then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit them, so that many of Israel died. This is Eden all over again, isn't it? A fight over what we shall eat, and the serpent gets the biggest bite. He crawls on his belly through the wilderness and through the prairies, feasting on those made from dust and returning to it. Men living in death and sin. And the devil's favorite Bible passage is the wages of sin is death, because he knows how we love to moonlight. But in steps the Lord with his servant Moses, and he forges a horrifying sight, a fiery serpent cast in bronze. And then he lifts it up on a pole so everyone can see it, so they can all behold a picture of what is killing them, that they might see themselves there, their sin, their punishment, their pain. And yet, through this, the bite is taken away. To look upon this image is to live. And just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. For by this the world is judged. By this serpent who rules from the dust of this world, he is cast out and his venom is removed. And I, says Jesus, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. And this he said to show what kind of death he was going to die. That is, the death of the holy cross. Christ Jesus died as the image of what kills us, our sin. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. He was crushed for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. But that is how he bruised and crushed the head of the serpent, the old dragon, Satan. He sucks the venom from our veins and swallows it, allowing it to do its deadly work to him instead. And he is the beloved of the Father, the obedient Son, the heir of all God's gifts, who never seeks after what the Lord has not given. And yet he offers himself up to those who reject him. He comes personally to bear the insult of thankless cheats and dumb brutes, to be slaughtered like an animal himself, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And this, dear saints, is how he saves us. This is how he repays those who despise him and his gifts. He feeds them with the true bread from heaven, with his holy body crucified and his precious blood poured out from his side, from the bedrock of God's merciful heart. Behold the wisdom of God, a dead God on a cross as the redemption price of all cheaters, the word that gives life to dying men who played with the devil and got bit. The wisdom of God is that he would fall to the earth dead for those who deserve to return to the dust, so that they would burst forth from the grave with him. So we do not shrink from this foolishness called wise, this news called good, this cross called holy. We preach Christ crucified. I determined to know nothing among you but Christ and him crucified. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. Before your eyes I publicly portrayed Christ as crucified. The word of the cross is the power of God. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the one who has been and is now for all time crucified, who is risen. I saw a lamb sitting on the throne, looking as if it had been slain. He has made peace by the blood of his cross. He has set aside the record of debt that stood against us, nailing it to his cross. The cross alone is our theology. How many crosses do you think are in your church? And can we ever enter a church without our eyes being drawn to the altar, where the crucifix stands, to that great centerpiece and focal point? That is good. Let these images be the cause for joy among us, dear Christians. Let us treasure, as all of our hymns sing, the sight of the crucifix. Let it be for us the noblest tree. Let our eyes behold Christ upon his cross and dwell there. And let the cross be held before our closing eyes. We venerate thy cross, O Lord, and praise and glorify thy holy resurrection, for by virtue of the cross, joy has come into all the world. But let us not forget what the cross means and why we treasure its sight. Jesus is what makes the cross holy. This is the reason that we cherish the image of the crucifix above all others, because just as those Greeks said to Jesus and to his apostles, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." There the serpent's head was crushed. There the New Testament in his blood was signed and sealed. There the free gift of eternal life was won. When in our church we uncover the crucifix during the chief service on Good Friday, we cry out, "Behold the life-giving cross on which was hung the salvation of the world. O come, let us worship him." That is exactly right. We don't worship wood or relics or pictures or stones. We worship a man, the Lord. We worship Christ Jesus, and we worship him as the crucified one. Every time we come up to worship at the feast, at the divine service on the Lord's Day, we make the same request as those Greeks who came to see Philip. "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." And how did Jesus honor that request? He pointed them to where they would find him, not as a miracle worker or a philosopher or a moral man or a pious prophet, but where he would find him as their salvation. He pointed them to himself crucified. That is where Jesus is in his true glory for sinners. That is how he is to be worshipped, and that is how he is to be preached. We preach Christ crucified, a scandal to Jews and stupidity to Gentiles, but to those called, He is the Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. We celebrate Holy Cross Day not with relics from the past, but with the preaching of the cross, the bestowing of the benefits of Christ's crucifixion today by the gospel. On Golgotha he won our salvation, and it is finished, fulfilled, sufficient. But in his word and in his holy sacraments, he delivers that salvation here and now for you. What was accomplished in history is given out personally, now. And there can be nothing better or greener or lacking. Would you see Jesus, hear his word, and come to his altar? It is fitting that Christ crucified is so often depicted directly above the place where the true body and blood of Christ crucified and raised is given out to you. Never shy away from the cross of Christ and suppose that the grass is greener in some other image. The painful event that you see is your highest good. It is the serpent's deadly bite and your death that land on his heel instead. And the ancient foe lies crushed underneath. Behold the life-giving cross on which was hung the salvation of the world. O come, let us worship him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Holy, holy, holy.
kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, who didst not spare your only Son, but delivered him up for us all, that he might bear our sins on the cross. Grant that our hearts may be so fixed with steadfast faith on him, that we may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lutheran Prayer Hour is brought to you each Sunday morning by the Lutheran Churches of the Missouri Synod in the Wahpeton-Breckenridge area. This morning's broadcast was conducted by the Reverend Sean Denzer, pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Barney, North Dakota. If you have no church of your own, we extend a cordial invitation to worship with us at Peace Lutheran Church. Divine service is held every Sunday at 10:30, with Sunday school before at 9:30 and a Bible study following the service. If you have any questions regarding the Bible or the Lutheran Church, or any comment regarding this morning's broadcast, kindly address them to KBMW, 605 Dakota Avenue, Wahpeton, North Dakota, 58075. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.